The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says to him, and says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. It's a beautiful, wonderful gospel passage that we have for our instruction and meditation today, packed with promises and a rich offer, life of blessing from Jesus for us. But I think in order to really get at what Jesus is driving at here in this passage, we want to look right back to the beginning, what we first heard, the very first line that we heard in the scriptures. We probably skipped right by it mentally. One, because perhaps we weren't ready for that first line as we were standing. No matter how much preparation we get, right? It's like, it always catches us by surprise. And maybe we think because it was put up front, yeah, we could jump over it and get to the real meat of the passage. We could look at the Lord's Prayer and some of those other great instructions in the habit of prayer that Jesus gives us. So, let's look at it. This is what we see. Jesus was praying in a certain place. Okay, let's let that sink in. Let me ring the bell first, right? And then we'll let it sink in. Jesus was praying in a certain place. This is Jesus, God in the flesh. God in the flesh is praying in a certain place. Jesus, who is God, is praying. We might think, well, if anybody's, if someone's life was not in need of prayer, it might well be the Son of God. And yet here we find Jesus praying in a certain place. And I think that even that certain place, they knew where Jesus was, they knew what he was up to. His disciples, they knew where he was, and they knew what he was up to there. He was praying. Now, I can throw out questions, right? Like, compared to me, does Jesus need to pray more than me or less than me? Right? How am I in need of prayer? Do I need to pray? If Jesus needs to pray, do I need to pray? And the space, the place, would somebody be able to say, "Oh, it's 6:45 in the morning. Father Daniel is in the place," if you know what I mean. Say, "Yeah, I do know what you mean." Right? How about us, like in our lives? Do we have it? Jesus frequently exempted himself, right, from the group to seek communion with God, his Father, in prayer, because he needed it. Okay, just a little bit of stirring it up, obviously, for us all here. A little more. Because this is Jesus' life, right, a life that's saturated with prayer, we who have life in Christ ought to expect that the Jesus life that we live out of will compel us or impel us to pray. So even prayer, now look, prayer is not our work. It's not our work. We have to make the time. But it's the work of God. Even the act of praying is itself Jesus' spirit within us. We don't even have the initiative to pray. And we don't have the strength, we don't have the tenacity to get that habituated part of our existence right. But Jesus, because we have our life in him, cultivates that in us. Jesus drives us to have a life of prayer. If we're receiving the life of Christ, we should expect to become prayerful people. Now, it's right then, we can imagine, again, because we have life in Christ, that this life will take the form of Jesus' own prayer. And that's where we see then this amazing, beautiful, essential for Christian living instruction. And the structure of this prayer. You can find the Our Father in the other Gospels. But this is perhaps in its most condensed form here in the Gospel of Luke. Do we pray like this? God himself has given us instruction. God as man has given us instruction for how we are to pray. Do we pray like this? Let me walk you through a little bit. I love to pray with the Our Father. I should say, more often than not, in my personal prayer time, in my holy hour, I just want to hang out with Jesus. Oh, that's too casual. Okay, sorry, look. Okay, I'm doing all the prayer postures and everything. I'm not so crazy on this, but I want to spend time with Jesus. He wants to spend time with me. And I say, Jesus, this is like most, I've been keeping a holy hour for about 10 years. I show up and I say, I don't know what I'm doing here. I give you the time. And you do with it what you want. That's all we need. There are times when I want a little more structure, and I go to the Lord's Prayer and I try to pray my way through the petition. So I just take a brief moment to show you what that looks like. Say, Our Father, okay? Now I could just start there, start and end there. Our Father, okay? But hallowed be your name. Start with an act of praise, right? In our hearts, can we praise God? God, you are good. You are all good. You are goodness itself. You are love, and you have breathed this world, the expanses of the universe, which I cannot fathom. You have breathed them into existence. And you sustain them in your love. Right? Can we find that in our hearts to make an act of praise to God? You are God. Hallowed be your name. Make my life a billboard for you. Give me the strength to make holy your name among your people. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. This is one of my favorite petitions in the Our Father. But, of course, every petition is one of my favorites in the Our Father. So, okay. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Lord, I want your kingdom. I live for your purposes. Your kingdom, not mine. Because when I come to pray, a lot of what is on my heart, what's on my mind, is my kingdom. This is what I want. And I wouldn't mind having it now. right? My kingdom, no, Lord, your kingdom. Yes, you get my desires, the desires of my heart, but I'm giving myself to you for your purposes. Your kingdom come. Now look, go back to the, if you want to see this in action, go back to the first reading with Abraham. What is he doing? He's entrusting the cry of his heart to God. Okay, Sodom and Gomorrah is going to get wiped out. Abraham, but for 50. Okay, for 50. 45, 40, 30, 20, 10, right? All the way through. Guess what happens to Sodom and Gomorrah? It gets wiped out. But Abraham walks away, having entrusted himself to God, knowing that he is giving himself fully for God and his kingdom and his purposes, and that God has heard his prayer. And Abraham walks away with peace, even in light of the destruction of the city, because he knows God to be loving, merciful, kind, compassionate, yes, of course, just and merciful. And that his mercy probably extends beyond his own view of it. But he prays his heart. He gives himself over to God and for his purposes. Give us each day our daily bread, okay? I'll end here in terms of the instruction, but you can see, you can keep going through. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, this is it. This is how it boils down, yeah? God, give me what I need. Give me what I need. But what I need to do what? What I need to make holy his name. What I need to see in my life, in my heart, my life, his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give me today what I need to do this, to take on my vocation now to be light to the world, to bring your love to life in the world. Give me the strength that I need to do it. I need your strength, God, because it's an impossible task. But through Christ and with him and in him, I can do it. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our super substantial bread. You might have heard this one before. Jesus is the bread of life. We're just asking Jesus for himself. And he's eager to give it to us. And we should be bold and persistent, and we should persevere in asking Jesus for that great gift that is his life, that is his Holy Spirit. Because he throws that in at the end, right? We have a life of promise in prayer here. Jesus says, fantastic, by the way, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Are we not getting what we need? Let's start asking for it. Everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. We have to keep asking, seeking, and knocking. But the end. How much more will the Father in heaven give what? Give you a pony? Give you the latest video game, big screen TV? Give you a vacation? No. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? With Jesus' life in us, we live a life of prayer. And when we pray in the form and fashion of Jesus, we seek what we truly need to live out our vocation, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and hearts to receive it. And receiving the Holy Spirit, we live lives that give honor to God's name. Lives that are filled with the good fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control. And all for his glory. And all to build up his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven.